And this, again, like John said, can run a wide spectrum. So often someone says, well, I felt like I was sick, and I talked to a woman in my neighborhood to see if she knew anything about this. And she said, you know, I've heard about this saint, and you should pray to this saint. So, you know, getting advice about religious care that way. Or another instance is a grandmother whose granddaughter is diagnosed with the plague by a local physician. And in the diagnosis of the plague, they would say this person is already dead. That, you know, this person is still breathing, but this person has something, this person's not going to get better. So this person is already dead. And so getting that diagnosis, she then tries other things. She's like, well, we're going to try another physician, or we'll try, you know, these other things. And she, her daughter is in the same convent as a local holy woman. So her daughter gets strands of hair from the holy woman. They bind that to the granddaughter's arm, and granddaughter experiences a miracle. So we see, not that there's like discrete outside groups, but that a lot of times healthcare starts in the home, and it starts with the people, or it starts in the neighborhood, and it's the people you know, and you talk to them, and they say, hey, I've heard about this person, and they're a really good physician, or someone who's wealthy might have more opportunities to travel for healthcare. One of the wealthiest witnesses in this inquest that I look at, her son had something called a fistula, which is kind of an open sore, kind of an open sore, for years. And so she paid to have him seen by some of the best physicians in Southern Europe. They traveled to Montpellier, which had a famous medical school, and they went to Avignon, the seat of the papacy at the time, and paid huge amounts of money to see lots and lots of physicians. And so they tried for years to, you know, to do this and to heal this in multiple ways, and ended up going for, you know, was ended up being miraculously healed. So it's really a spectrum, and there isn't necessarily a strong sense that there's a big separation between medicine and religion. We have this wonderful example of a physician named John de Tournemire, who diagnoses his daughter with breast cancer. He can't do anything about it, but he decides to take her to a saint's tomb and treats her with a relic. And he talks about his practice of treatment with this relic, how he touches the wound with it, and talks about his treatment of this person. So again, we're seeing kind of this mixture of family, educated medicine, religion, and you know, and of course they would have all of the same options you're talking about as, you know, local empirics, people who have something specific that they, you know, some specific training that they have, perhaps in their family.